This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Welcome, rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 79. Time to talk about your saving, investing, and your protecting of all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're very grateful you've joined us. Call us right now with your questions, comments, 989-888-ROCK. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, how are you doing?
I got some big news.
Share.
Which you probably already know. Hey, we're on Amazon now. The podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Amazon Music.
And we knew about this weeks ago. We were invited. I mean, it's not like we were exclusive, but I guess we were worthy enough to be in their initial batch of podcasts when they launch it. The podcast service of Amazon Music, which is weird to me. Why hasn't Amazon had podcasts up to this point?
It didn't occur to me
they didn't have podcasts until now. But we are fortunate to be in the first batch of podcasts, and they launched it last Friday.
Yeah.
And so they released, we weren't allowed to talk about it. They released, I guess it's an NDA, even though I didn't sign anything. I just call it that, but we are now allowed to talk about it. So we're there. So if you have Amazon Music, you're one of those Amazon Prime members and you do use the music app, you can listen to us there and subscribe us. So we're on all one place.
Yeah.
So it's convenient for people listening on Amazon Music as far part as our Prime membership. So you don't have to switch over to a podcast app. That's the nice thing about it.
Right. We're so big time now.
Yeah. We're getting the big bucks now. And by the way, no, we do not get anything for that. It just spreads us out even further and just helps us grow more. So
yep. Still no money.
Yeah, no money.
Yay.
Hey. We get little ad stuff and little kudos and stuff, but you know, we're working on all that now. So I think we've gotten to the point where I've been working on that and there's been things trickling in. Yeah. So anyway.
It's a very slow drip, though.
Podcasting, you don't really get rich off of it. You get it off
for
of
anyone who thinks that they're going to, you know, quit their day job and become a podcast and make a podcast.
Typically, podcasting, you do it with a business that you already run and you do a podcast about that. Or you do it with advertising and sponsorships and endorsements on top of it. That's it. You're not going to get off of the podcast itself. It has to be tied to something else, so. I guess it's like athletes. They make the money more on the endorsements, not the contract.
Well, I don't know. They make pretty good money on their contracts, too.
They do, actually. Yeah, it was the dumbest statement I ever said. Hey, what are we doing? I say a lot of dumb statements. Poor Amanda. She's like the big educated girl on here, and I'm the idiot over here. It's like she deals with me. So, hey, what are we doing on this podcast?
It's our popular social media question only podcast.
Yeah. Which I kind of like because we get a lot more questions than this through Messenger and stuff, but I picked the ones that will hit on a lot of topics. So instead of us just doing a topic, we let you guys steer the show.
Steer the topics.
Yeah. So here's a good one. This first one. Because, you'll see what I'm talking about from this. And maybe I need to explain this a little bit. You can put your part in. Then I'll do my little gamer techie thing with this, okay?
Okay. So I'm going to wait till the end this time. I'm not going
to. No, you don't have to laugh in the beginning if you don't want to.
Okay.
So this one's from a girl, Alexis, and she goes, "Hey, rock stars." Well, hello, Alexis. "My husband and I are on baby step two. He wants to buy the brand new PlayStation 5 game system." You know why I added this one in there. "He wants to pay for it in cash by working overtime. While I'm happy that he wants to work hard and pay cash, I feel it's not a good financial decision. We are not gazelle intense. We are paying off our debt in large amounts and doing amazing with one exclamation mark. Yay.
Another exclamation mark.
But I want this debt gone as soon as possible. Do you think this purchase is necessary in our situation? Do you think he should buy this PlayStation 5? Thanks. By the way, the PlayStation 5 and the brand new Xbox, for everybody out there, it comes out November 10th and 12th. Those are the two big days for that. So is now
nice September. To say I made it almost to the end without laughing.
I know, you almost did. So everybody's getting hyped, and the gamers, because this is coming out in November before Thanksgiving this time. So Amanda, I'll let you answer this one because actually I think we'll have the same answer. Surprisingly, but go ahead. What do you think?
I don't know if we will have the same answer.
Necessary?
I think that's debatable, right? So you're not gazelle intense. We talked a little bit last time about Starbucks, right?
Right.
And whether Starbucks is necessary when you're in baby step two.
Right.
Look, he has until November. He's going to work overtime. Should that money from overtime be going into your gazelle intensity, paying off your baby steps? Probably. But if that's his luxury and his leisure, his splurge in order to keep focused on everything else, and that's the only splurge he has between now and November, I'm not sure I would judge that, you know. As I mentioned before, even while you're in baby step two, you have to have set aside a small allowance for yourself. Now, I don't know how much this PlayStation game is.
Okay, I was going to tell you, before you go any further, let me tell you what that answer is. I was going to throw that out there, see if it changed. It's $499.
So $500.
Yeah, $500. And then if he wants a second controller, you know how this works. You stack, and then you still got to buy
and
games.
And then a game.
Games are $60 or $70 now. They raised the price of those. So we're talking probably $1,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I changed my mind. I say no. Because the other problem with this game system is that then he's going to want to play it, and then he won't be focusing on earning extra money. He'll be sitting and playing a game instead of, you know, hustling.
That's actually a good point, too. You're good at this.
Yeah. You got me early in the morning, so I, you know.
Yeah. Our morning recording sessions are really good. No, you brought up a lot of good points. And even though I'm a gamer and I'm pro gaming, I'm with you on that. And you didn't know how much it was.
I don't think that means that he can't set money aside for it and then eventually get it. So, you know, have a little bucket that's labeled with PlayStation 5 and money, and designate how much money from each paycheck he can put into that. And it might, they may not be November, but you can figure out how many months before he's able to make that purchase as a reward for getting out of your debt.
We
also don't know how much debt they have too. That would also weigh into it, but just my gut reaction, that's what you're getting this morning.
And that's fine. That's fine. However, here's the other thing. You have to pre-order these things. If you don't pre-order it now, you'll not have it through Christmas. So now I'm wondering, did he already pre-order this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because, pre-orders started a week ago, and which means he may have already paid for this thing. Now, some places, that it depends if you got Best Buy, Walmart, whatever. Some don't charge you till it's shipped. But a lot of places, they charge you now to reserve it. So I don't know. I'm with you, but it is a lot of money.
It's a bit more than Starbucks.
Yeah. And then here's the thing when you talk about a married couple, right? Okay, he got that. Now, what are we going to do for her?
Yeah.
You know how that works, right?
I do know how that works.
And that's common. And there's nothing wrong with that. But okay, well, you just spent $1,000.
And then suddenly there's $1,200 you could have been putting towards your debt.
And now we're further in the hole in baby step two. And now you've delayed and you got the holidays coming up. It just all stacks up. Now we're going all the way. I don't know how much debt you have. Now we're all the way next summer, even getting close. So if you just, just knock it out. That PlayStation will be there. But
yeah.
The ads on TV have been ramping up. I know you don't watch a lot of TV, but the PlayStation and Xbox ads are ramping up. Everyone's getting hyped because it hasn't been a new console in 5 years. So it's all new. It's flashy. It's glittery. It's new. And if you don't have one, the other kids will make fun of you. Oh, you only have a PlayStation 4. So you have all that going on. So just,
I
would rather delay.
Yeah. I don't understand the draw to video games at all, but
I don't either.
See, Amanda. I didn't even know how much it cost. That's how.
Yeah, it's $4.99. Yeah,
they
have a digital version that's $3.99, but either way, it's still a lot of money. And then you buy another controller, memory card. I mean, it just compounds. And then you got to buy the games.
Or you have to, I guess you have an online membership for some games,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the PlayStation Network, so that's a monthly charge. That's one other one. He probably has a 4 now, so he's already playing that. It will play the old games, but if you buy a new console, you got to buy the updated games. So it's, right. Yeah, it's just
compounds. All right. So anyway. Now this is making it so you're not only not gazelle intense, but now you're like snail intense.
I think Alexis is correct that they need to just knock out the debt. And then when you have that done, you have all this extra money. So you can get something and he gets some and then work on 3. Baby right, step right. 3.
All right, Alexis. I bet you thought this was going one way when I started. We landed on your side.
Yeah, but you didn't understand how much it costs. I knew how much it was.
The last time I bought a PlayStation was probably 20 years ago. And it was like
the PlayStation 1, right?
Yeah, it was like $199.
There you go. Yeah. I'm not even getting
And you
one,
didn't have so. To pay all these extras for things that came with a game. You know, everyone was satisfied with that game.
It's so much money, guys. A lot of people don't even buy consoles.
You can go to GameStop
and
buy another game for like $5.
It is literally cheaper, guys, to buy a gaming PC than a console right now. And the games are much less expensive. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, I know this is not your favorite topic, so we'll move on. It's like video games.
I feel like you trying to talk about like designer purses, Craig.
Yes. Okay, you go get your purse and then. Now, wait a minute. Does your husband play video games at all?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Well, then yes, you get a purse, he gets a game.
The only game, well, not the only ones. He buys like one game every few years.
I'm kind of that way too. I stick with really good ones, and yeah, some people collect them like purses.
Yeah, well, he always, and I can say always on this one, he always buys the new FIFA game because he's such a soccer fanatic. So every time there's a new FIFA game released, he buys that. But other than that, it's very rare. Yeah. What's that?
It's only once a year, usually.
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, he very rarely buys any other games. Like he bought one a couple months ago for the first time that is something other than FIFA. And otherwise, the other thing he does, he goes to Redbox and will rent a brand new game for like a weekend. And then he'll return it on Monday. And he's like, yeah, I played it for the weekend and now I'm done with it.
That's awesome, though. That's good.
Yeah. So that's a great idea because, you know, people spend, I guess they're what, $60?
No, they raised them. I think they're now $69. So they're at, so yeah, $70. They made it more expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times, even kids, or even adult grown men lose interest on some of these games after a couple of days. So my advice would be go rent it from the Redbox or wherever you rent games.
Yep.
And play it for the weekend. And then if, you know, a lot of times you've got it out of your system. You're like, yeah, okay, that's boring.
And that is probably a savvy saving, something we need to talk about that stuff, because that is the best way to go. Rent it first before you buy it, because it could get overhyped, but games are very individual. It either is your kind of game or not. Yeah. And everybody else is playing Call of Duty. You try them like, I can't play this. And then you get tired of it because you get killed all the time. And
well,
then you
waste
$70.
I can't play any game nowadays because the last game I was good at was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Those are good games, by the way. I prefer the arcades like that. That's fun stuff.
Anyway. Yeah. So Nintendo I can handle because there's only like 2 buttons and some arrows.
They've actually been re-releasing all those old ones. They just released all those Sonic games for the PC the other day.
Yeah.
Whole Sonic
is the only game I ever conquered.
Wow. But that's a great game.
It is a great game.
Social media question 2 from Rachel, new to the group. So I apologize if this question has already been asked. Everybody says that, by the way, don't apologize. Just ask, what is the recommendation course of action with your 401k? If you're being furloughed through your employer due to COVID-19, I've been a flight attendant with United Airlines and will be furloughed effective October 1st. I am going through the steps right now to enlist with the Air Force active duty as far as next career route. That's awesome, by the way. Thank you in advance. So first of all, I want to thank you for your future service that you're taking that route to get into the military. Thank you for doing that.
I'm so sorry that you're being furloughed. That's really tough.
And there's a bunch from American Airlines and all the other, not Southwest, but many of the other lines are getting furloughed October 1st, which is a week from now. So
it's scary and it sucks. And I'm sorry you're going through that.
And typically it's not like you can take that skill set somewhere else. I mean, it's a great customer service thing, but a lot of people don't want to work customer service. So,
I don't. People are jerks. I could never be that friendly to jerks.
Nope. And airline flight attendants are, man, they deal with jerks all day. I mean, everybody's nice. Where's my bell? All right. So Amanda, the question was, what's the course of action with the 401k when they're furloughed? What do they do with their 401k from the previous employer?
Well, so obviously you're not going to be contributing to it at this point in time. You're going to, that's going to stop. And whenever you land on your feet with your next retirement account, then you roll it over to that one. But for now, it can just sit where it is.
In the Air Force, the military has their own retirement system. So you can check with them and see if you can roll it into that and combine it. And if you can't.
Yeah, it's called a TSP. Yeah, TSP. Even if you don't do that, you can always roll it over into a raw an IRA, a traditional IRA. If your 401k is traditional, roll it over into traditional IRA. Otherwise, you'll be stuck paying taxes right now that you can't afford while you're furloughed.
Yep. And we prefer the low-cost providers of Vanguard, Schwab, or Fidelity. We're not sponsored by them, but they are low-cost providers. If you call them, it's like switching. I know I keep saying this. It's like switching over your phone to a new, like from T-Mobile to Verizon or whatever. If you
No. It's not anything like that. It's way easier and they're way more friendly and it doesn't take half of your day to do sitting in some stupid cell phone store.
Yeah, it's super easy, guys. If you call like Schwab, they will lead you and make it all happen. They will get that money over to Schwab into an IRA Roth and then you can have, the world is open. You can invest all kinds of stuff. However, we've talked about many times, index funds and anything and outperforms that. Don't go crazy buying Tesla stock and stuff like that, guys.
Yeah, I know Tesla's volatile. In fact, you don't even have to make a phone call, which I love. You can just go on the Schwab site, open an account, and then you can chat with them online. They do a chat, and then they'll show you where to go on the website to get the right forms. And then, I have accounts with Fidelity and Schwab, and honestly, I had to call Fidelity yesterday and they're so friendly. And I've called Schwab before and they're so friendly and easy to work with. And every time I hang up, I'm like, wow, they're so nice. Yeah. And I can't, that's why I stick with both of them because I can't decide which one's nicer. And their fees are the same. So.
And we love Vanguard funds. So that's why we say those three. And they all have zero cost funds also if you want those. So, I mean, they are killing everybody else out there in the industry. They are very consumer friendly and we have no problem saying those. I had to call Schwab one time. I hate calling phone numbers, but I couldn't make any stock trades. I called them. Apparently I did stuff too fast.
Yeah, and my husband's in the same boat. He got a letter.
Yeah, I got like, and the guy says, they were super nice. He goes, look, well, I can escalate right now and we can do a one-time waiver. I'm like, hey, I didn't know. And so they completely released. I was back to trading. Yeah. So I didn't do that wait period. You got to hold it within a certain amount of period. I didn't do it. I was doing too fast. Anyway.
Yeah.
But they were great. It was amazing. Within like 30 minutes, done. Back up and running. Yep. Anyway. Yep. Question number three from Jean.
If I'm 46 years old and feel like it is a little too late in life for me to be able to save successfully for retirement, my question is, if I start a Roth IRA now and save, is it possible for me to become a millionaire by the time I get to 65?
Okay, so that would be 19 years is what she's saying.
Yeah.
No.
No, because you have limits on what you can contribute to Roth.
And it's $6,500, so just mathematically, it is impossible.
Well, no, once she reaches a certain age, the
that's true.
Bumped up.
But even so,
it's still impossible.
With the compounding of your returns, it's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible if she selected the right single stocks in there. It's just highly unlikely.
But now you're doing high risk.
And you could lose it all.
And there are people, I've read a lot of stories where people are in this situation and they feel like they rush. So they start panicking. And this is where they start buying Tesla and all these risky stocks. And it typically even though you hear success stories, more often than not, it turns out bad and then you have nothing.
Yeah. Can we just talk a minute about the Apple situation?
Please do. You because I've not been following it. Please do.
Yes. Yeah. So remember the last, month or two, Apple has been going crazy and skyrocketing. Yep. And then they did a split and everyone was jumping on board. Since then, since the split and their high, they're quietly down 22%.
What did we say about that? Yeah. It was on an episode. We told people don't get hyper over the split thing. And people did. And what happened? Exactly what we said. It came right back down.
Yep.
Now, if you sold, but more people don't, they don't sell because they love it. And all of a sudden, next time they look at it, like, what happened to my money?
Yep.
It's not gone. It's just brought back to where it's supposed to be. So, but once again, Amanda, what did we say? It's not like our first rodeo, people, but right now the stock market is wacky. And it scares me because everything we know is supposed to is not, and that's what happens. Anyway, I get passionate about that. I'm like, I'm trying not to touch anything right now because I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm not really touching anything.
I'm making more by not looking at it. I'm like, no, because I get caught up in it. It's easy to get caught up in it, guys. I totally understand. By the way, there is a stock I wish I had talked about before, and it doubled. And I knew it was going to double. And I've mentioned it. And it is now in the 70s, Penn National Gaming. It's on that list I gave you and your husband. Penn National Gaming, it was $28. It's now 72. And I knew it was going to do that, and I didn't buy it. Whatever.
Well, you didn't know. You strongly suspected. No one knows.
Well, correct, my lawyer. You are correct, but I strongly felt passionate about it, like Microsoft.
In hindsight, it's easy to say, oh, I knew this was going to happen.
I know. Well, at one point I had it, but I got scared, and I backed down and got conservative, and I should have just left it in there. But whatever.
Yep.
It is easy to look hindsight, but I do believe in Penn National Gaming. Now would I buy it? No, I would not touch it. I thought I could get a 60 out of it. It's just 72. Anyway, whatever. Dave Portnoy.
All right, social
is the
media
guy.
Question number four.
Well, let's take a quick break first.
We've
done three. We only have three more. So let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll hit three more questions, right?
I think we have four more.
Oh, awesome. We'll do that. So, we got some about Forex coming up and someone that's 55 and index funds. We got some good ones coming up. So we'll be right after this. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Eliminate your stress. Whether you're buying or selling your home, I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I will help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation properties, or you're a first-time home buyer or even a seasoned buyer, let me help connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with Brokerage Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rock on the Money. Don't forget, check out the website, rockonthemoney.com. And just a quick reminder, if you have Amazon Music, you're one of those Prime members. We just arrived on Amazon Music. So if you're already using the Amazon app, they now have podcasts on there. We were invited to be part of their initial batch of podcasts. So just find Rock on the Money and subscribe to us right there on your music app. A lot of people actually use that as part of their Prime membership.
Yeah.
So we are already on there. You don't have to use a separate podcast app anymore. They now put podcasts within Amazon. You know why I have that benefit? I never use it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I actually had it on my computer yesterday when they launched this thing, and I was, oh, there we are. I say, oh, we look all pretty on Amazon Music. And I'm like, oh, look at all these albums that are on here I don't have to pay for.
Yeah.
I don't use their app, the Amazon TV or anything, but whatever.
We're on. Okay. So as I was saying before the break and before I was rudely interrupted.
I was rude. I very apologize. Sorry about that.
Social media question number 4. This is from April. Have you seen the advertising for Forex, foreign exchange investing training? What are your thoughts? If so, I've seen it advertised really heavy on social media, and a lot of my associates are in this. I feel like it's similar to a pyramid scheme, but I don't know enough on the topic.
Oh, man, my stomach aches when I hear the word Forex. Okay, can I just make this really quick and simple?
Yeah.
Don't do it. I get those same things on Instagram as private messages all the time. And it's always people from overseas trying to get you into these stupid Forex exchanges and all that. Don't do it. Stay out of these crazy financial things. I'm not saying you can't make money in it, but if it's getting pushed on social media, that should be your first red flag. it would be like Tesla or something else. Don't listen to all these people out there. You do the basics that we're telling you. Index funds, max out your 401k. You shouldn't even be doing any of this, Amanda, right? Until you've
done
your...
I'm not doing it.
What's that?
I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to... You will never... Amanda, I know you're a lawyer, but this is something I will never, ever do. I will never do Forex, ever. Yeah. I don't even do gold or silver. Why would I do Forex? Not going to happen. Guys, red flags. If social media is all over it, don't listen to them, broke people. Stay away from it. Stick with the basics. Stick with your 401k, max out. If you don't have that, or after you maxed out, then you go to IRAs. Only then can you do stocks and stuff like that. Stick with the basics, guys. This is not complicated. That is complicated. And typically you'll lose. It's like day trading. Stay out of it. I hate Forex, Amanda. I'm sorry I'm passionate about it, but I get so many spam emails from that all day. Anyway.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, number 5. Sorry. I hate Forex. I get so much spam. Social media question 5. Brenda, we have a family of 6 with our disabled daughter and a huge medical debt. We are 55 and learning how to budget. I am trying to get back to work after caring for my kids for 20 years. I need a job in capital letters, Amanda, J-O-B. I am trying really hard, but keep getting close, but no offers yet. The only way I can keep off of the credit cards and continue to pay them off, mostly medical debt and insurance, is to work. Do you have any suggestions? This is a tough one.
It is a tough one. We're in a tough economy right now where jobs are kind of sparse, especially for people who have had a really long intermission in their career. So I think you're using the right words here. You need a job. You're not looking for a career. So you're going to have to swallow some pride and look at other options that maybe aren't as enticing, like all these side hustles we've talked about in the past, or delivering pizzas, or, you know, what are your thoughts, Craig?
Yeah. Or, you know, I know this sounds weird, but working at Walmart, I mean, only Walmart pays really good, by the way.
And they're hiring like crazy.
They are still hiring because they're doing great. Because now they're doing the grocery. I mean, they start at $15 an hour, which is really a good rate if you think about it.
Well, it's not really good, but it's better than minimum wage.
Yeah, and she hasn't worked in 20 years, so that hurts her in the resume thing. Because she has a long break in that resume, and that's one thing that employers look for is like, all right, what have you done? And we don't know what training.
You know, I know there are laws against age discrimination and everything, but people have implicit bias and they can't help but think about the fact that, is this person going to retire soon? Am I going to invest in them and then they're going to be gone and I'm going to have to start a new job search? So unfortunately, all that's kind of weighing against you as well.
I like how you put that. There is laws against age discrimination, but let's be real. The real reality is, they have ways of taking care of that. They are looking at you are 55. So, I mean, that's reality.
Yeah. I mean, despite the laws, they can look at their other candidates and find other reasons to hire them. I mean, in this case, it's really easy. They can look at a younger candidate who has an immediate experience in the job right before, and it outweighs.
Yeah, so. With you not having 20 years, like you said, yeah, that's reality. So, or I don't know what your hobbies or passions are at home. Like, you had to have had hobbies or something in the last 20 years. You would be shocked if you go out Google. I know you're 55, and in that age demographic, you're not as aware of what's available on the internet. If you go just, I don't know what you make, if you do crafts or something, go look at Etsy and stuff like, you'd be shocked at different ways you can make money. Mm-hmm. And that demographic is not aware, is not, I don't know, how would you say, as aware of what you can do on the internet and how quickly by setting up an online store and shipping stuff out. Amanda, I went to a post office yesterday, a post office box for the our show here. Mm-hmm. And I got there, it was last week. It was on a Friday during the 4 o'clock hour. They're getting ready to close the next hour. You know how many young people are coming in there with these big bags full of their priority mail packages? And I asked a bunch of them, hey, man, I said, is that from your business? Yes. And some people are shipping out plants. I mean, it was interesting to hear. And all these people are passionate about it. They love their online stores. They said, yeah, they do great. And every day they come in there with their packages to ship out. And they work from home. So yeah. You have to do some Googling.
Yeah. And even go to our website and search for the episode we did on side hustles. You'll get some great suggestions there.
Yeah. I think you'd be really shocked that you could take your personal passions or whatever you do and turn into big bucks. You just need to find some people to help with. So anyway, there is so many ways to make money these days on your own.
All right. So social media question 6 is from Corey. I've been investing in VTSAX, the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund, in my Roth IRA for several years now. It's performing great.
Yeah, it is.
That being said, I didn't realize that there was slightly different than Dave Ramsey's recommended 4 different mutual funds until recently. Should I switch to mutual funds? Can I switch easily? Keep investing in VTSAX? What's your experience with that as your primary investment for retirement?
Yeah. Dave Ramsey has this 25% in an international index, and he has his different things he does. We are more realistic. And the reason why we don't do exactly what Dave Ramsey says in his coaching is typically most 401, even though we're talking about IRA here, Amanda, 401ks do not have the 4 funds that Dave wants you to be in. So we do the S&P 500 index fund, and any fund that can outperform that on a short-term, medium, and long-term basis. Consistently, short and long-term. That said, if you just do that, you'll be fine. You don't have to do his 4 funds. Matter of fact, Amanda, you even brought this up. He's even been rethinking his 4 funds.
Yeah, I don't know where he's landed on that yet, but I know he was thinking about the fact that international hasn't done anything in the last 10 years.
And I have thought that for many years. That's why I never did international. That's why I was surprised at his radio show. He talks about that. And I'm glad it's obvious. It doesn't do anything. And it doesn't look like it's doing anything in the future. We stick with the large cap growth stock mutual funds. And I stick with American growth stocks. So, and I've been killing it. And I know I'm outperforming what he's done if he's been doing international. It's just mathematical fact. It doesn't do anything. And anything with bonds, we don't do. I don't do anything with international. Those are my rules. I stick with American companies that have like technology, heavy technology, which is really easy to do because most mutual funds have that in there anyway. But that's what we do. But your Vanguard Total Stock Market, if it's working for you, why change it?
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. Don't look at it. That's a great fund, by the way. VTSAX. Yeah,
you're performing great. Keep doing great.
Yeah. What? Don't worry about it. As long as you're doing the S&P 500 index or better, you're fine. 8-12% is all we want. Right now, things are wacky. Don't get caught up in all the hype out there, guys. There's a lot of stock market noise. Turn off the TV. You'll lose money if you get caught up in it. Anyway, did we cover that pretty well?
Yes.
Yeah. Last question, Amanda. Number 7. Olga, I love that name. My 16-year-old son has been working since he was 14. That's what I used to do. I started as soon as I'm a workaholic. That's my problem. I am planning to open a Roth IRA account for him. What are your recommendations in regard to financial institutions, bank, or brokerage company that I should consider? Go ahead, Amanda. I think we talked about this earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Fidelity, Schwab.
And Vanguard.
Vanguard.
Yeah. Those are the best places. And you know what? The best thing is they're not going anywhere anytime soon because they've bought up little guys. So they are. Schwab is like one of the largest in the world. Vanguard's number two. So they're not going anywhere. It's stable. They're honest. And I like them.
You'll have to open a custodial account since he's under 18 and then it transferred to him when he's 18. And it has to be earned income. So it sounds like he's been working, which is great. He has to have proof of that earned income and be filing tax returns on his own.
Yeah. And yes, the computers do match it up with the tax returns and that. So don't try and cheat the system. We've had people ask about that. I'm like, no, they're going to catch up with you. It's all electronic now. So it will all marry together, the Social Security number. So be careful. But I'm really glad someone's doing it that early. You know how much that will be in the future if they leave it alone? That's amazing. Yeah. Billionaire. That's it. It's not difficult. Anyway, those are good questions, Amanda.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And we'll check again on the next episode of Rock of the Money. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.